This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
should restaurants be charging for drinking water? The poll so far, no free 61.7%. 29.6% said yeah, 30 cents to a ringgit. More than a ringgit, 1.3%. And yes, they decided 7.4%.
Over on Instagram, just yes and no options over there. And 92% say no, 8% say yes. Let's get to those messages.
Okay, they're heaps. I'll just go through some right now. Here, William says, regarding the drinking water issue, allow market forces to correct it nationally. Patrons will boycott eateries altogether if drinking water is a make or break deal breaker for them. Valid. Okay. What about restaurants that don't serve water, only bottled water? We brought that up. This is from To Yi Heng. This is from Jeff, who's not a restaurant owner. I've been to Starbucks in Penang before and saw a group of six people with only one person having a drink and the rest are drinking water. And it's so typical for Penangites to do that. Jeff said that since they're more cost conscious compared to people in other states. But to be honest, if they can't afford to pay for water, please stay home. So he is not a restaurant owner, but someone who pays for water at restaurants.
All right, I'll just read a few that's on Instagram. We've got Sherry, who says max 50 cent but refillable. Good point. Dead Star says between 50 cents to 1 ringgit 50. Constantino says less than 1 ringgit, please. And just one last one here by Giggly Good Guy, who says a minimal rate as labour is not free and so that customers won't take it for granted and waste the water. That is a good point as well. You have about 22 minutes to get in touch with us. We have a whole bunch of messages that have come through already, but
we'll try to get through all of them.
Yeah. Yes, we will try. 22 minutes, like I said earlier, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. We teased before the break, F&B outlets can now open up to 6 a.m. because of the fasting month. So all restaurants, eateries, stalls, fast food outlets and food delivery services are allowed to operate until 6 a.m. in light of the holy month of Ramadan, starts today.
Okay, so Senior Minister Dato Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob said this special permission by the National Security Council is only given for the month of Ramadan. However, the operation hours of restaurants and eateries in shopping malls are subject to respective malls' operation hours. Ismail Sabri said the temporary operating hours for people's convenience, especially those who are single, so they can get their pre-dawn meal sahur before fasting. He also said the NSC would allow the hosting of buka puasa events and Ramadan buffets, albeit under strict standard operating procedures.
Now, in areas under the CMCO, the host must ensure that the event only occupies 50% of the venue's capacity, while in RMCO areas, 100% capacity is allowed, but physical distancing must still be practiced.
Tables must be distanced 2 meters apart for the buka puasa and buffet sessions. The entry and exit points must be labelled clearly. Registration counters must be set up for visitors to register manually or via MySajata registration and to check their body temperature. Sanitization and disinfection must also be conducted before and after the majlis, berbuka puasa or buffet sessions. For buffet sessions, hosts are required to allot more serving points for visitors to avoid congestion, and the food must also be served by the waiters during these sessions, he said during a Facebook live session.
Yeah, so Ismail Sabri also said that mosques and surahs are allowed to hold Taraweeh prayers and all other religious activities. However, he said that respective state governments will announce the SOP for religious activities as Islamic affairs falls under their purview. So just an update there, you know, because these updates are coming in hard and fast. But yeah, coming back to our story about being charged for drinking water, Frida, let's try and get through some of those messages.
All right, heaps here. For places which collect service charge, they should provide water for free at least. Fair enough. From Maggie Bear, so much unhappiness, then let the relevant authority study the matter and come up with a price. I can understand why plain water is no longer on the house, because a lot of us are turning to this healthier beverage. Since we are customers and not guests, paying a reasonable price shouldn't be an issue to the extent of being not labelled hospitable. Food outlets need to assign a staff to boil the water, pour into clean water, maybe add some ice there to purchase from a third party. Kasi chance lah. Very well said. Again, yeah, it's true, right? Kamal here says, as long as the customer orders food, the water should be free. Richard Foo, they levy a charge on drinking water simply because the restaurant want their customers to order drinks like juices, alcoholic beverages and mocktails. The profit margin on these beverages is so much higher than plain water. Obviously, it's a restaurant and running a business. Alvin Lau said, maybe we can reflect Western culture, plain water just as a starter drink. Well, okay.
Yeah. Over on Instagram, we've got Amir who says he doesn't want to be charged unless it's bottled or packed water. TO6X says depends on cost of service, seats, utilities involved. Yan Mei says no more than 50 cents, please. And Urban Usagi says if they serve filtered water, I don't mind paying for it. You have about 17 minutes or so to get your votes in on our poll happening on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Should restaurants be charging for drinking water? And if so, how much should they charge? You can also reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. For now, here's The Doors with Light My Fire. When we come back, we'll talk about this recent drop in the number of food delivery riders. What's going on there? All that and more happening on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.